Chapter 34. Loyal Through Persecution. The apostles continued their work of healing the sick. They also continued to preach with great power about a crucified and risen Savior. Many people were baptized and became members of the church. But people had to unite their hearts and minds with those who believed in Christ before they could join the church. Great crowds of people came to Jerusalem. They brought their sick and those who were troubled by evil spirits to be healed. Many sick people were laid in the streets. They hoped that the shadow of Peter or John might pass over them and heal them as the apostles walked by. The power of the risen Savior had been given to the apostles. As the apostles worked miracles, the number of believers increased each day. These happenings made the priests and rulers angry. The Sadducees especially became angry. They did not want the apostles to preach about a risen Savior or work miracles in His name. The Sadducees knew that if the apostles continued to preach that Christ had risen, soon no one would believe the Sadducees' teaching that there was no resurrection. The Pharisees also were afraid that the people would stop believing in the Jewish rituals if the apostles continued their preaching. Earlier, these leaders had tried to stop the apostles from preaching. But the apostles continued preaching. Now they determined to end the excitement Jesus' followers were causing. Delivered by an angel. Peter and John were arrested and put in prison. The Sanhedrin, governing council, was called together to have a trial. Many educated men were called to meet with the Sanhedrin. The Jewish leaders discussed what to do with the apostles. The leaders said the apostles were disturbing the peace. That night, an angel of the Lord opened the prison gates, led the apostles out, and said to them, "Go and stand in the temple and tell the people all about this new life." The apostles obeyed, and at dawn they entered the temple and started teaching. Acts 5, verse 19 to 21. The believers were filled with wonder and joy when they saw and heard how the apostles got out of prison. Peter and John told the believers that an angel had delivered them. The angel took Peter and John past the soldiers guarding the prison and told them to continue their preaching. The priests and rulers in council accused the apostles of 4 crimes. The apostles were accused of starting a rebellion and murdering Ananias and Sapphira. Acts 5, verse 1 to 11. They also were accused of trying to take away the priest's power and of planning to put the priests to death. The council members hoped that when the people heard these 4 charges, they would become angry. They hoped the angry people would then become a mob that would treat the apostles in the same way they had treated Jesus. The council knew many people did not believe in Jesus. But these people were tired of being ruled by the Jewish leaders. These people were eager for a change. The leaders feared that these people might accept Jesus as their Savior, and then the anger of all the Jews would be turned against the leaders. If the people were angry at the leaders would be accused of murdering Jesus. So, the council decided to do what they could to stop the apostles' work. The council sent soldiers to the prison to bring Peter and John for trial. The guard returned and reported that the prison doors were found firmly locked, and the soldiers were standing guard by the prison doors. But the prisoners were gone. The leaders were amazed. After a while, someone came in and reported, "Listen, the men you put in prison are in the temple, teaching the people." Acts 5, verse 25. The apostles had been delivered from prison by a miracle. But God did not prevent Peter and John from being beaten and facing a trial. Christ had said when he was with them, "You must be on your guard. You will be handed over to the local councils." Mark 13, verse 9, New NIV. God had given the apostles a sign of his care and his presence. He had sent an angel to take them out of prison. Now the apostles would have to suffer for the Jesus they preached about. The people were interested in what the apostles were doing, so the leaders knew they would have difficulty turning the people against the apostles. The second trial. When the council heard that Peter and John were teaching in the temple, they sent guards to arrest the apostles. So the officer went off with his men and brought the apostles back. They did not use force, however, because they were afraid that the people might stone them. They brought the apostles in, made them stand before the council, and the high priest questioned them.
"We gave you strict orders not to teach in the name of this man, Jesus," he said. "But see what you have done. You have spread your teaching all over Jerusalem, and you want to make us responsible for his, Jesus, death." Acts 5, verse 26 to 28. When Jesus was crucified, the Jewish leaders were willing to accept the blame. The leaders joined the mob shouting, "His death be on us and on our children." But now they were not willing to accept the blame. Peter and the other apostles gave the same answer Peter had given at his earlier trial. They said, "We must obey God, not men." Acts 5, verse 29. The angel that delivered Peter and John from prison had commanded them to teach in the temple. By obeying the angel, they were obeying God. They must do what God said, no matter what might happen to them. Peter continued, "The God of our ancestors raised Jesus from death after you had killed him by nailing him to a cross. God raised him, Jesus, to his, God's, right side as leader and savior, to give the people of Israel the opportunity to repent and have their sins forgiven. We are witnesses to these things, we and the Holy Spirit, who is God's gift to those who obey him." Acts 5, verse 30 to 32. The Holy Spirit helped the apostles know how to answer. The apostles became the people who were accusing. They blamed the priests and rulers of the council for killing Jesus. The council members became angry as they listened to what Peter said. They decided to stop the trial. Without permission from the Roman leaders, the council members decided to kill the prisoners. The council members already were guilty of Christ's death. Now they were eager to kill the apostles. One educated man who had a high position realized that such violence would lead to terrible results. God used this man, Gamaliel, to stop the wicked plan. Gamaliel was a Pharisee and a doctor of the law. He was a man of great influence. He also was a careful thinker. Before speaking in favor of the prisoners, he asked that they be taken from the room. Gamaliel spoke with great care and calmness. "Fellow Israelites, be careful what you do to these men. You remember that Theudas appeared some time ago, claiming to be somebody great, and about 400 men joined him. But he was killed, all his followers were scattered, and his movement died out. After that, Judas the Galilean appeared during the time of the census. He drew a crowd after him, but he also was killed, and all his followers were scattered. And so in this case, I tell you, do not take any action against these men. Leave them alone. If what they have planned and done is of human origin, it will disappear. But if it comes from God, you cannot possibly defeat them. You could find yourselves fighting against God." Acts 5, verse 35 to 39. The priests had to agree that what Gamaliel said was reasonable. With great unwillingness, they freed the prisoners. But first, they beat them with rods. The leaders commanded the apostles many times to stop preaching in the name of Jesus. The apostles were threatened with death if they were brave enough to disobey the council.
As the apostles left the council, they were happy, because God had considered them worthy to suffer disgrace for the sake of Jesus. And every day in the temple and in people's homes, they continued to teach and preach the good news about Jesus the Messiah. Acts 5, verse 41-42. The people who were persecuting the apostles were troubled. They saw that they were unable to keep the apostles from spreading the gospel. The apostles' faith and courage turned shame into glory. For the sake of their master, who had suffered much for them, their pain became joy. The brave apostles continued to teach in public. They also taught secretly in homes when the people who lived there were afraid to openly admit their faith. The people living in those houses were afraid of what the Jewish leaders might do to them.